This is Steve Robbins, host of the Get It Done Guys, quick and dirty tips to work less and do more. With me on the phone today is Byron Katie, the best-selling author of Loving What Is, I Need Your Love, Is That True?, and A Thousand Names for Joy. We're going to be talking about how to say an honest no when you need to. You can find me on the web at getitdone.quickanddirtytips.com, at www.steverrobbins.com, and you can find Katie at www.thework.com.
Katie, why should we even bother to say no? Aren't nice people people who say yes to everything?
Actually, the way I see it and experience it is if I say yes to you, it's a yes to me. If I say no to you and it's honest, it's a yes to me. So I'm always saying yes.
You're always saying yes to yourself.
Yes, yes. Because I have to live out of my own integrity. And my friends really appreciate it when they want to know where I stand. You know, they can always count on me for that. So, for example, if I love someone and they say, I'm going to jump off this cliff, is it okay with you? I can say, no, it's not okay with me. I really love that you're in my life, and selfishly, I would like it to remain that way.
Okay. Now, what if someone comes up to you and says, gee, Katie, I hurt my foot and I'd really like you to drive me around for the next 4.5 weeks, 10 hours a day, because I really don't like using my crutches?
You know, I would, you know, if I had a very busy schedule, if I were freed up, it sounds like a wonderful trip. And you know, it sounds like something I'd really like to do. And if I had a very heavy schedule full of commitments, I would probably say, you know, if that were the case, thank you for asking. It sounds wonderful. You know, I would love to be with you and help you in that way, and I'm unable to.
Now, you would just say, I'm unable to. You wouldn't give a long reason or justification for that?
Oh, absolutely not.
Why not?
Well, why would I?
My immediate answer was so they have a chance to talk you out of your position.
Okay, so you be that person and try to talk me out of the position.
Okay.
So I just said, that sounds wonderful, and I'm unable to.
Why are you unable to?
Well, actually, I have commitments.
Oh, but this would be so important to me.
Yes, I really hear that. I really hear that, and no.
But I'm your friend. I mean, that's what friends do, is they help each other out in times like this.
You know, that's so true. That's so true. We're such good friends. I love we both see it that way, and no. I'm unable to.
Katie, you're being mean. You're being selfish.
It really sounds that way, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it does.
It's absolutely not, of course. I have commitments. They're important.
But
so, no.
But my foot is more important than your commitments, don't you see? I mean, your commitments are just trivial things.
You know, it really, I really appreciate that you see it that way. That's very understandable. And to me, they're not. You know what we could do? Let's put our heads together. Let's find another way. I know it can be done. There's someone else. There is another that can do this. There are other solutions. So I'll consider that. And in the meantime, you do the same. And now, I need to hang up. It's so nice talking to you. Goodbye.
Okay. Yeah. Gene, I was just about to ask if I could borrow your segue.
And you know you can, if I'm not on my way to meet that commitment in the apparent future somewhere.
Right. Doesn't saying no hurt people? Like, if one of your children asked you for something, for a new toy or something, aren't you hurting them by saying no?
No, their thoughts about me are hurting them. I can't hurt anyone with my no. What they're believing about me, if in a negative sense, what they're believing about me is their only pain, is the only suffering possible.
So if your child says, Mommy, I want a new PlayStation for Christmas, and you say no...
Before I would say no, I would have a legitimate reason to say no. And that reason might be I don't have the money for the PlayStation. It might be I don't think it's healthy for my child. you know, whatever the reasons, if they're legitimate to me, that's where my no comes from. And if I don't have a reason not to, why wouldn't I? So my yes is boom, and oh my, do my grandchildren benefit from this.
So when you say you're giving a yes to yourself, what you're doing, it sounds like, is really being honest with yourself about your reasons.
Yes.
And then you are giving a yes to your reasons and staying in integrity with that and even communicating that to the other person if necessary.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So my life is so simple. I don't ever have to worry about my yeses and nos. I don't have to plan. I don't have to make knives. I don't have to justify my nos. I don't have to justify my or defend. It's that's so painful. It's such a painful way to live. So I only deal with myself, my own integrity. That's enough to deal with.
Yeah. Wow. This may largely be a business audience who's listening to my podcast, and I know one of the things that's a big issue in business is integrity and helping people keep theirs, because I know a lot of people feel like they are pushed to do things that are out of integrity, and this is a very refreshing example of the idea of getting back to the integrity.
Yes, you know, we believe we're going to lose our position, lose our jobs, or not get that promotion, or lose the friendships that help us business-wise, you know, those relationships we have going. And the opposite is true. The extreme opposite is true. A person that deals honestly out of their own integrity, their own yeses and nos, without justifying and defending, that is a person we respect. That's a person, when we need help, that's the person we go to. And we may not always like their no's, but we respect them. If someone says no to me, you know, I immediately, my mind just begins to whirl with all of the, with examples of why my life is better because they say no.
So you actually go, I don't want to say problem-solving mode exactly, but when you hear no, you don't dwell on the no, you go right.
I just celebrate as I look at the advantages of that. You know, in other words, I can ask someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the right person. The person that says no to me is, you know, shows me to move to the next. And if the next person says no, you know, I go to the next. You know, if I want something, you know, there's what would stop me? You know, that person's no just moves me to the next. And then if I run out of resources, then I look again to all the advantages of why that thing I wanted to happen, why it's better that it didn't happen. Also, out of that, I can continue to create scenarios and options to change those no's to yeses that were better than what I was offering in the first place.
As you're saying this, I'm thinking this episode is going to be on how to say no. It sounds like there's room for an episode on how to hear no.
Goodness, yes. Oh, my goodness, yes. You know, if, let's say I ask you for something and you say no, my world immediately gets larger, gets bigger, because the options in that space, in the space after you say no, the options there are just very, they're very exciting. Very, very exciting. No's don't limit me.
Right.
No's expand me.
I never thought of it quite like that, but sure, once you've said no to a particular path, you have the entire rest of the universe to look towards.
Oh my goodness, yes. Someone told me there in physics, there's like 36 or 37, who knows if it's true or not, but ways of doing something. So if someone says no, it leaves the whole world out there.
Right. Well, that's actually very comforting. I feel like going and hearing some no's today.
And I so invite anyone, when they hear a no, when they think it's the end of the world or that they're being limited, to just sit down and look at the advantages. You know, turn it around. Go to the opposite. Look at the, you know, Einstein said there's only one important question to answer, and that is the universe friendly? So if someone says no to you, check it out. If the universe is friendly, why is that no the best thing that could happen, even better than a yes?
Right.
So yes is a yes is a yes, and no is a yes.
Could we do a couple of role plays?
Yes.
Yay. So I'll be your boss, and I'm going to ask that you skip some family time for work.
Okay.
So, hi, Katie. You know, I know it's 3 o'clock Friday afternoon, but I just remembered that I need the TPS report by Monday morning. Could you do it for me tonight or over the weekend?
You know, actually, I'm unable to. I can't. But I know there's another way. Why don't you call so-and-so?
Oh, but Katie, it's really important. I need you to do it.
You know, I hear that, and I'm unable to. Merry Christmas.
But Katie, surely you could just do it tonight before, like after dinner?
You know, actually, I'm unable to. I can't.
This is going to show up on your review.
I hear that, and, you know, I think that's a very honest thing to do because, you know, in reality, that's correct.
Wow. You really do have integrity to what's important to you.
I am who I live with. Oh, and if you're still in role play, you know I do.
No, actually, I was stepping out of the role play.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it would not surprise me for an employer to say that to an employee. And I always know that if it's that important to my employer, then they will get it done if they have to do it themselves. But they're asking me to do what they're unable or unwilling to do, and if it's really important, they will. And to my mind, I was holding a lot of family commitments because the practice was to say no to my boss. It was to say no to my boss. So I could just picture me, you know, with my family, you know, having dinner and doing homework after dinner and, you know, meeting commitments in that way that were really important to me.
Well, let's do another one. I am your coworker, and Katie, I have a hair appointment at lunch that will take an extra long time. Could you be a dear and cover for me at the desk?
You know, actually, I'm unable to.
Oh, come on. I'll cover for you next time you need it.
You know, I really appreciate that. I'll look forward to that for sure, and I'm unable to cover you on this one, but I know you'll have a great time at the hairdresser.
Okay, you're not being a team player here.
You know, it really looks that way, doesn't it? And, of course, as we know, I am.
Ooh, touche. Okay.
Well, you know, I am. I am. I'm like the greatest team player in the world. And in fact, that's what I'm doing, you know, in this conversation.
One of the things you're doing is you're considering yourself to be a member of the team.
I am. And also, I work, you know, I have an employer, and I'm committed to doing my job, not her. And because I had a commitment, it didn't allow me to split my time. I just told her the truth. I am a team player, and I'm unable to.
Okay.
And I love that she has a great time at the hairdresser.
And I'd love to do one more. This one will be a home example. I'm a teenager, and you're a mother.
Okay.
Hey, Mom, can I use your car to go to the movies?
No, actually, no.
All the other kids' parents let them use the car.
Oh, my goodness. It's true, isn't it? You know, we really have different lives.
You know, if you loved me, you'd let me use the car.
You know, that's so interesting you would say that. I love you with all my heart, and I'm not letting you use the car.
Mom, I hate you. I hate you. Everything in my life is wrong. That's wrong is 'cause of you.
Oh, honey. Oh, I'm so sorry you feel that way. I adore you.
Gee, it must be awfully interesting to grow up in your household.
Well, there's not a lot of conversation, but there is a lot of laughter.
I can see why.
We get a lot done, and everyone is responsible for their own lives, their own actions. They seem to thrive, and what I know is I do, and that's my job. My job is to live honestly and be an example, a living example, as it turns out. It wasn't a plan, but a living example of how to thrive and have a full, happy, prosperous life.
Now, I know I've read your books, and I'm familiar with your work, so I know that part of the way that you do that and that you help other people learn to do that is through four questions in a turnaround that you call the work.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you could facilitate me briefly. What I'll do for our listeners is I'll tell you one of the reasons I'm afraid to say no, and you can demonstrate how you would work with me around this reason.
Okay.
Let's say that my boss asked me to do a report this weekend, and I had other plans. And what I'm thinking deep down inside, all clenched up with fear, is, oh my God, if I say no, I'm going to lose my job, and it's going to destroy the rest of my career because I'm not going to get that promotion.
Okay, so if you say no, you're not going to get the promotion. Is that true? The work is four questions in a turnaround. And the four questions, the first one is it true? And then, can you absolutely know that it's true? And then, how do you react? What happens when you believe that thought? And four, who would you be without that thought? So, is it true that you won't get that promotion if you say no?
Well, it feels true.
So, can you absolutely know that it's true? If you say no to your boss, you won't get the promotion.
I mean, probably not. This is, you know, yeah, the TPS report's important, but I've done a lot. It's only one thing out of an entire year, so I can't absolutely know that it's true.
Okay, and what happens to your life? How do you react when you think the thought, if I say no, you won't promote me?
So
how do you react? What happens?
Oh, when I think that?
When you think that thought.
I start to, like, my heart starts pounding, and... You know, I mean, if I don't get promoted, my entire family, I'll...
Okay, so in that moment, you just stopped doing the work because you stopped answering the question. So let's move back and continue with how you react when you think the thought.
Okay, so when I think the thought that if I say no, I won't get a promotion, so my heart pounds, I almost feel terror. And it's funny, I don't do it on the outside, but I'm hanging my head and feeling ashamed, like I was supposed to do something. And I know that's ridiculous, but that I was supposed to do something that I didn't, and I'm disappointing my boss somehow.
Yes.
Then, of course, if I give in, I call and disappoint my family because I say I'm going to be... So then my family's unhappy, and they're yelling at me because I'm missing work, and then I'm yelling at me, I guess. I guess I'm yelling at me because if I say no, I won't get a promotion, and I'm feeling inadequate, and I get really angry at my boss, and I get really angry at myself for giving in to my boss.
Yes.
And then my family is, like, everyone's, okay, so there's a lot of anger here on all sides, direct in all directions.
Yes. So what I'm hearing from you is when you think the thought, when you believe the thought, if I say no to my boss, I won't get the promotion. Basically, you know, in my words, what I'm hearing is you lie and say yes. And then you don't like you, and you don't like your boss, and you've disappointed your family, so you're full of guilt.
Yeah.
That's very painful.
And all that
but
comes...
Who would you be without the thought? Your boss asks you if you would do this deed. Would you be without the thought, if I say no, you won't promote me?
Without the thought.
Would you be if that thought just couldn't happen?
You know, I mean, I guess who I'd be, I'd be calm. I'd be, if I actually couldn't think the thought, if I say no, my boss will, I won't get the promotion. My boss would ask, and I'd be friendly. I'd be friendly. And I'd smile, and I'd go, no. And instead of it being life and death, it would be let's talk about it. Let's explore. I'd be mature, if that makes any sense.
Total sense.
Yeah.
I'm hearing a responsible, mature human being reacting to a simple question.
Yes. That's how I feel.
Those of you listening to this, it doesn't, you know, that fourth question, who would you be without the thought? We're not asking you to drop the thought or not believe the thought. We're just simply asking, without triggering or manipulation, who would you be without the thought? There's no purpose to it other than to realize would be without the thought. No more. That's all. And just to trust, and now we move to the turnaround. So if you say no to your boss, you won't get the promotion. So turn it around with an opposite.
Okay, so if I say no to my boss, I will get a promotion.
Would that be as true or truer?
Well,
Give an example of how that might be as true or truer. If you say no to your boss, you would get the promotion. Could happen.
If it turns out that my boss admires me sticking to my integrity, then that could be a plus for me.
Yeah. If that's a mature employer, mm-hmm. they've got to respect it, because if they're mature, they respect it within themselves.
Also, if I say no to this and have time with my family, I will come in and I'll be cheerful and in a much better place Monday, so on my other projects, I might even be able to do a better job than I would have if I had done this TPS report.
Very good. I can see that.
Yeah, so...
That's wonderful.
If I say no, I might get the promotion because I might even do a better job.
I have a turnaround. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
If I say yes to my boss, I might not get the... He might not promote me.
Oh, you know, that's true. In fact, I was hoping for a promotion last year, and I did everything my boss asked, and I tried to sacrifice my life for it, and I still didn't get the promotion. So that's very true.
Interesting, isn't it?
So now that I've heard those turnarounds, it doesn't sound like my yes or no has to be tied to the promotion or not. It's wide open. It's not that everything hinges on this one yes. It's that there's like a whole universe of each possibility.
One way we're selling ourselves out, and we become actually bitter, disappointed, depressed, burned out. The other way, we can live with ourselves. And for those of you listening that are new to the work, any place that you fear or are frightened, you can write those concepts down just the way we have done here, and you can do the work with those also. Anything that costs you happiness in your life, of course, invite you to do the work and set yourself free and get that promotion. You know, when you were talking about saying no to your boss and being with your family, you know, going home to be with your family, and I thought, boy, that's the promotion that everyone seeks, rather than coming home to a house full of disappointed people again.
Yeah, ooh, that again is a...
Yeah. And you know, there's so many divorces that are unnecessary, and it's just another effect of living a dishonest life, you know, within ourselves.
Mm-hmm. I know that you have written several books. Where can people go for more information about you and the work?
They can go to thework.com, or they can go to Amazon and just find, you know, just Loving What Is, A Thousand Names for Joy, or I Need Your Love, Is That True, or Iron Katie, or they can go to YouTube and just search Byron Katie and see more examples of the work. I invite everyone to use these four questions and turn around and find what they're really looking for. You know, that's what I love about the work, is it always takes you back to you, and everyone has equal wisdom. It appears we have different IQs, but everyone has equal wisdom, and it's inside of us. And these four questions, they take us, it's the direct route, they take us directly into that wisdom, and it enlightens us, it changes our life and the lives of those people around us. And you know, If I lose my job, it's because, you know, it has to be. So it opens the space for the right job, a better job. And again, it's a friendly universe, and I invite you not to believe me, but to test it for yourself, and the work is the test.
And you mentioned YouTube. One of the things I'd like to particularly highlight is you have a video on YouTube called What's the Reality of Pressure?, where you're working with a young woman about her father and how her father would force her to do things.
Yeah.
And you give a wonderful demonstration with her of a conversation and how to say no as well. So people who would like to see you do this instead of just listening, if you search for What's the Reality of Pressure on YouTube under Byron Katie, you'll find that as well.
Oh, I love that. Boy, it really is a wake-up call, isn't it?
It sure is. Thank you, Katie, very much. I appreciate your taking the time.
You are so welcome. I love you dearly. I love our time together. And I have a new one on YouTube that went up last night or today, if not last night. And it's really dynamite, too. And thank you, Stephen, for our time together.
My pleasure. Thank you. And I hope that we meet again in person someday.
I'd love it.
Take care, Katie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining me for this conversation with Byron Katie. You can find out more about Katie and download just about everything in the world, videos and audio files, at www.thework.com. You can find out more about me, Steve Robbins, at the Get It Done Guy podcast, getitdone.quickanddirtytips.com, or at my own website, www.steverobbins.com. Bye for now.